Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. In this episode, Charu Raizada speaks to Reshma Nandi of Metro Cash & Carry India. Over to you, Charu.
As we march forward into a world free from the oppressive grip of the pandemic, but also a world that's changed because of it, nothing can deter us. Today, we speak to Metro Cash & Carry India to know how the company has championed the cause of Kirana modernization and digitization in India, and subsequently, these exercises have led to a spike in Kirana sales by up to 50%. If I may say, Metro Cash & Carry India has been an enabler in making the MSMEs self-reliant. I have with me Reshma Nandi, General Manager Corporate Communications, to tell us what it takes to communicate for a B2B retail brand.
Hello, Reshma. Thank you for joining us on Mrugashira.
Hi, Charu. Thank you for having me over. You know, I've often seen that PR professionals find it very challenging to come up with ideas when it comes to building a B2B brand. And sometimes it really gets hard to think beyond the traditional interviews and press releases. But we see Metro Cash & Carry taking the bull by the horn in a big way. What is your secret of crafting compelling stories?
So Charu, as you would agree with me, communication as a medium has evolved a lot over the last decade, and so has our typical storytelling arc. Considering the myriad of platforms today that we have where ideas are shared, communication needs to be much more sharper, needs to be much more real-time to our stakeholders, both internal and external, because today issues are percolating much earlier in the pockets of internet, and thankfully we have those tools to address those issues before they actually flare up. If I have to talk about my company, Metro, historically, you know, we have been a very conventional German brand with a conservative communication approach. But over the last couple of years, we have been experimenting with different storytelling and messaging platforms. One tool that we have been, quite often using is news jacking, which is, you know, important because, you know, we are a B2B global brand, as we have a lot of limitations with giving out country-specific information with respect to numbers. So we have been using various topical trends, the economic and political developments, to garner that interest. And we have been using these to dovetail our initiatives and give insights on market trends, giving insights on the customer preference, customer behavior, their buying pattern, all of it from an industry standpoint. And we are a people's business. So we've been using consistently different platforms and different tools to garner that mind space and, you know, build that brand story and communicate effectively to our stakeholders. A case in point that, you know, I would like to highlight is, you know, when we were hit by the pandemic, we had a huge mandate to communicate to our stakeholders, both internally and externally. In fact, our internal communication started much earlier in February, when there was very little information about COVID, because, you know, the European markets and our German headquarters were already grappling with the crisis, and, you know, we were doing crisis preparedness accordingly. But when the lockdown actually started and, you know, everything came to a standstill, there was a lot of disruption that we faced. There was disruption of supply chain, transportation, all the essential items were hit, employees could not come to work. So, you know, it was quite a challenging time. And while everyone was sitting at home safely, hundreds of our employees were, you know, out there on the shop floor manning operation. They were the frontline warriors who were braving all the odds to come to work. And they were diligently ensuring that the customers, especially, you know, the traders and kiranas, did not run out of their stock supplies. And our store employees have been very courageous to rise up to the challenge. In few of the cases, there have been female employees who have been managing operations of the entire floor when their colleagues could not turn up for work. So whether it was communicating to, you know, the store associates, that it was absolutely safe to come and work at the store, or to the members and customers that, you know, we are following all the safety norms, sanitization and protocols at our store. From a communications perspective, it was quite a challenging task to, you know, dismiss all the hearsay in the initial days when, you know, there was an environment which had a general sense of uncertainty on what will happen next. So we had a significant task at hand to, you know, communicate emphatically to the internal stakeholders as well as to the external stakeholders that yes, everything was safe. So when our employee or customer walked into our store, they needed to have that sense of trust that yes, it's going to be safe. We had to keep communicating to them that, you know, yes, we are taking care of your health and safety for people who are coming to work with us or shop with us. And with, you know, the number of spiraling cases every day, you know, as the largest wholesaler, on one hand, we had the task of ensuring adequate supply of essentials, as well as, you know, ensuring stringent safety standards and norms for our customers and employees at our stores. We needed to ensure that everyone was, you know, following the protocols and wearing masks and all of that. So we had to roll out a complete integrated communication campaign, which is focused on health, you know, wellness and safety of all our stakeholders. And we did it effectively through internal communication, external digital communication. And we had to keep reiterating our message that, you know, amongst all the anxiety. And we ran a campaign around Metro Heroes, you know, for our employees, who are braving all the challenge to, you know, and serving our customers. And we had to acknowledge and applaud their effort. And even to our Kirana customers, you know, who were serving the community, you know, at a time when people were even scared to step out of their home or, you know, go to their neighborhood. We have been constantly re-emphasizing our messaging, even in this unlock phase, you know, during the recent festival season, that, you know, the employee customer and, you know, the employee safety is absolutely paramount to us.
No, this is really heartening to know. And the very fact that both internal and external communications has come together so well. My next question is going to be related to the Kiranas, which you've talked about extensively. Metro Cash and Carry India has championed the cause of Kirana modernization and digitization. So what has been your approach for communicating the brand story?
Okay, so in India, there are close to 12 million Kiranas, and you know 90% of India's $700 billion food and grocery market is dominated by these Kiranas. And after agriculture, it's the second largest employment generation. And the lockdown actually brought the limelight back on these traditional corner shops. So now Kiranas are actually back in vogue. Because if you see neither the e-tailers nor neither the modern trade could match up the competency of Kiranas to do the last mile delivery to the customers, especially during the lockdown. So they understand the, you know, the pulse and pain of the customers, and even the FMCG brands realize that if you have to market and make your products available to end customers, whether it's in the urban or rural markets, you have to reach out to the Kiranas. And we at Metro, we have been vocal about empowering Kiranas with technological solutions. And for the past couple of years, we have been running a Smart Kirana program, which is typically aimed at modernizing and digitalizing their operations to help them become more competitive and profitable. We realize that if you arm them with technology and basic data analytics, they can function more efficiently. We have helped them to remodel their conventional, traditional, closed format stores to a more modern, open format approach. The end purpose is actually to help them grow their top line, their bottom lines, and improve cash flows. And the Kiranas who are partnered with us have actually witnessed 40-50% jump in their sales. And this transformational change that we are bringing into their lives, that needed to be packaged and communicated. Hence, we have leveraged their stories and leveraged the customers that, you know, how they have seen value in our program, how they have seen increase in footfall, income, and, you know, their share of wallet. So we have curated the stories of how Metro has brought in those transformational change in the life of their supplier partners, the customers like these Kiranas. And that is how we've been communicating the brand story. And in the post-COVID era, when, you know, everybody, you know, even the Kiranas are more open and, you know, open to embrace technology and go digital, we launched our e-commerce app, which was focused on, you know, these traders. And during the pandemic, we realized that, you know, these conventional Kiranas are actually shopping from the app. And 20% of app orders was being placed by them even after the closing, you know, hours, their business hours. They were spending a considerable amount of time on that app, and the app has delivered a 34% increase of sales and been downloaded by over 1.5 lakh Kirana customers. And we've seen 3x growth in the sale of our sales since the launch of the app. So our storytelling has evolved, and it continues to do so in visual and transmedia and digital format. So that people actually see the value and the value and transformation that we are bringing into their lives. We have focused on people's stories, and our strategy has been to find those stories that connect, and we communicate those stories to our external audiences as well as internal audiences, because people need to know those transformational stories.
Right. So just quickly, as we head towards 2021, what are your tips? How are you gearing up, and what are your tips to the PR professionals?
Okay, so from a communication standpoint, it is very important to, keep our communication aligned. And, in the whole pandemic phase, we have realized that, you have to be really emphatic in, what you're communicating, because, it's a fear of the unknown. And the messaging has to be consistent, to reassure people that, we will sail through this tide together. And if you really ask me, after, months of the global pandemic and the, the uncertainty that looms now, everyone today is a crisis communicator. The pandemic has actually quagged our normal life. And 2020 has actually changed how we look at crisis communication and, its response mechanism. Communicators today need to have much more compelling narrative. They need to do much more sharper storytelling to connect with their stakeholders. And the pandemic has really reiterated the importance of people and relationships in our life. So using social media and video calls, we've actually sailed through this whole period in both the professional and personal space. And as communicators, we cannot agree more that the power of relationship cannot be replaced with anything. So we really, really need to, as a communicators, we really need to invest time and energy in nurturing those relationships. And that has to be beyond the digital and the social media.
Tune in next week for another episode of Mrugashira. Adios.